listening to a rally podcast from the West Wales Rally Spares RAC Rally Championship.
We're here with Simon Wallace from the Roger Robert Clark Rally Championship. Simon, tell us about the new Clubman's Challenge for next season.
Thanks, Paul. One of the founding principles of the RAC Championship was to try and curb costs, which prior to formation of the Championship were spiralling out of control. To this end, we made all events one day and one surface. Motorsport is expensive, but we wanted to do more to reduce costs as much as possible, to encourage new competitors from all age groups. We are particularly proud to have 10 registered drivers under the age of 30, as well as a number of co-drivers. And also, importantly, to give everyone who registers an equal and fair chance to be the Clubman's champion, no matter what car he or she drives. So the Clubman's Challenge has evolved from all of these principles. If you decide to do the challenge, you will still be part of the main Roger Albert Clark Championship. Remember, it's the only historic championship that competes first on the road and has the advantage of the prime surface.
So, just looking back, first on the road, tell us more about that.
Well, since BHRC has aligned with the BRC, that means that they will run after three events: the BRC, the Challenge, and the Open Two-Wheel Drive event. Our championship is not aligned to this, and on seven of the eight events that we are signed up for, we will be first on the road, the only historic championship that does that.
Simon, tell us how the Clubman's Challenge is different from the main championship.
The main difference is that only six tyres will be allowed on the event. We will mark these six tyres at scrutineering, and they will be checked at service and at the finish for compliance of this rule. By only using six tyres, this drastically brings down the tyre bill for competitors. It brings a new dimension to the event, as choice of tyre, compound and pattern will have to be considered, as well as driving style on some surfaces. Choice of manufacturer of tyre is absolutely free, and we believe that this goes a long way to reducing costs on event.
How does the point scoring system work within the Clubman Challenge?
First of all, one of the founding principles of the Roger Albert Clark Championship was that the fastest man had to win. He had to win the championship. It's how every other championship in the world operates, and we wanted to recognise that. However, this doesn't seem absolutely fair for every category and class of car. So what we've decided to adopt for the challenge is a point scoring system using class and category points. Points will be awarded for your position in class and your overall result in your own category. This will allow the overall champion to come from any of the categories.
Okay, so what type of car do you envisage entering the Clubman's Challenge?
I see all the Category 1 cars from C2 and D2, which are the up to 1600s, and a lot of other cars that probably with under 200 horsepower. But it's not limited to those. Anybody can enter it. It's just whether or not you think you can amend your driving style and choice of tyre to use just six tyres on the event.
Okay, Simon, thank you very much. So, to summarise the Clubman's Challenge within the RAC Rally Championship 2014, eight rounds with the best six to count, a maximum of six tyres per round. Scoring will be on a class and category system, allowing any category of car the chance to win. Contenders will be paying one championship registration fee, and with that they'll be entered into the overall championship, the Welsh Challenge, the Northern Challenge, and optionally the Clubman's Challenge. And more information on the Welsh and Northern Challenge will be sent out today.